I arrived at work the other day really, really angry, really irritated at my 16-year-old daughter. You know, I don't even remember now what we were arguing about, but I remember riding the bus doing just a slow burn, thinking about how disrespectful she was, especially compared to the way I was as a 16-year-old Lutheran altar boy. When I got to work, there were two new dads talking about their babies next to my desk. In fact, they were dads of weekers. You know, she's 47 weeks or she'll be 3 weeks old in 2 weeks. Anyway, they talk about the slightest little improvements in their babies and the slightest little changes, which is fine. I remember being that kind of excited dad. But this day, they were talking about diaper contents. And I kind of stopped paying attention at that point because I don't really want to listen to poop talk. But I heard one of them say something like, "Oh yeah, it's kind of mossy brown now. And my mom said mine wasn't that color till I was at least 23 weeks older than that. So I think she's a little bit advanced. I'm going to check the percentiles later." Before I knew it, I'd hit critical mass and I heard these words coming out of my mouth. "Yeah, well, just wait until that daughter of yours, whose poo you marvel over, becomes so disrespectful that you just can't take it anymore." They glared at me together and one of them said, "Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you just come over to my house tomorrow and feed my daughter at 4 a.m.? How's that sound?" Touche. So I slunk into my cubicle, pondering when I became this grumpy old man who confiscates frisbees when they're thrown onto his grass. It wasn't really a sudden change, I thought to myself. In fact, my daughters have been fairly argumentative since the moment they started talking. But now we're at the point where every conversation can be a battle, and I need to pick my battles. I'm the adult, right? To demonstrate my adeptness in choosing my battles, the following statements were actually made by one of my kids. I chose not to answer the following ways. "Dad, I thought adults don't get pimples." My response, if I weren't the ultimate high road navigator, was, "Hey, those aren't pimples. They're stress nodes, and they're caused by you. If three more pop up, I could die." "Dad, can you not make so much noise unloading the dishwasher? I'm trying to wake up slowly." My response, "Were I not the Dalai Lama married to her mama?" "Oh, I'm sorry about that, honey. Tomorrow morning, I promise I'll tiptoe into your room and slowly awaken you, wearing full clown makeup." "Dad, those bike tights look disgusting on you." My response, if I weren't the most sensitive male this side of Kurt on Glee, was, "Oh, you know what? You're right. In fact, I'm done exercising. From now on, I'll eat what I want, when I want, and show up to your parent-teacher conferences wearing a polo shirt tucked into some sweatpants." "Dad, next time will you spread the fake butter more evenly on my English muffin?" My response, had I not been completely shattered by her comment, was, "Oh, of course, Snookums. The Oompa Loompas normally perform this function. I'm truly ashamed." Let me just back up a little bit. These girls who I've been talking about, these girls are the love of my life. And this Father's Day, I'm going to make myself realize that we won't be driving each other crazy forever. Under the same roof, that is.